I don't hear anything.
Yeah, how do you chew silently?
It's bread. You can chew silently with bread.
What are you eating over there?
Oh no!
I cannot do this. And we're going to be smacking. Lips?
What are you eating?
It's grape leaf. It's like a Greek grape leaf wrapped, like bread wrapped in, not bread, rice thing.
Yeah, it's...
Would you like to try it?
No, I'm good. It's terribly, terribly smacky.
I'm eating bread right in front of this mic.
I'm trying... Here's the thing. There's one more bite, because I don't want it to sit there. I'm not going to eat the other one.
Yeah, it is Friday at like 5:45, so yeah. If there's any time to eat things, it's right now.
That's the bag of bread. Oh, no. I'm taking my headphones off.
Do we want to do our intros?
Welcome back to We Stayed Late. My name is Luis Gonzalez. I will be your co-host today on your earbuds or in your car or if you're exercising. We are here to entertain you for about an hour.
Maybe less today.
Maybe less today because we gotta go.
We're recording a special episode.
Wait, who are you?
Oh, I'm Spencer Stark.
And I'm Starlene Hodge.
We're recording a special episode today because today... is, well, not today.
Not today.
But the day this comes out.
It will be 4th of July.
4th of July!
Woo. Music
Birth
cue.
Of our nation.
Oops.
I don't do music cues. I don't put that much work into it.
No, we don't.
Maybe but guys, one day. I really want to eat the other one. Oh, I'm going to wait.
Okay. It might be bad in an hour. You should just eat it.
No, because I don't want to just disturb people with my chewing.
You just have to turn your head to the side.
I did, and you could still hear me.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
You need to eat your food in the darkness.
It was free food.
This is your grunt.
Grunt. Oh, yeah, we should talk about that.
Do you think Bane has grunt?
I like the roll of the R.
Grunt. Little fetuses. Have you ever had grunt before?
I appreciate the R roll on the Grunch, and we should talk about where people can get their own.
You can now get Grunch boxes
on FHP. We got Grunch boxes.
We have a brand new store, thanks to For Human Peoples, mm-hmm. and Star worked on some designs for us, and we have a.
What's happening? Sneaky person. She's eating it again. For the listeners at
That's
home.
Why I'm quiet.
She is eating again. But I'll say a little anecdote.
Okay.
I think I'm using it right.
I don't know.
I walked
is
in that
story?
Day. A couple, yeah, yeah. Yes, I walked okay. in. Is it a story? I walked in. What 2 days ago is when it happened? Mm-hmm. When it dropped 2 days ago, I walk in. I'm tired, and then I see to my right. That Star is working on Grunch boxes, mm-hmm. or you brought it up. How did this happen?
Somebody in the Slack was just like, "We should have Grunch boxes," and I was like, "Oh, I know some people that can do that."
And you just reached out and said, "Hey."
Yeah, I emailed FHP. I was just like, "Hey, can this podcast I'm on? Can we make a store for it?" And they're like, "Yeah, here's your login." I was like, "Oh, cool!" So I just started
wow.
making
that happened so fast.
Yeah,
thank
I was
you.
Expecting that to happen in like a week. I was like them being like, "Oh, we'll see. I don't know." Blah blah blah, and then they're just like, "Yeah, here." Like,
now
okay.
I want a Grunch box. I want a Grunch. I want a. How hard do you think I can do that? I want a Grunch.
Jesus Christ! You're gonna destroy your voice.
I want a Grunch box, real bad. But aren't they supposed to send us a free one?
I don't know.
I don't think I can wait. I think I'm just going to have to buy one.
Really?
I don't think I can wait. I need a shirt and a box.
I know. I need one of those pocket tees. Those pocket tees are really cool. Yeah. This is honestly this is not a plug. The pocket tees are really cool.
Yeah.
And I really like them.
It is a plug, though.
It is a plug.
It's fine that it's a plug. We're plugging ourselves.
But I want that pocket tee.
But I do want it. Yeah. It's not that I'm like, oh, I really want it and I don't actually want it. Like,
I haven't asked them.
And I want the Grunch box.
I haven't asked them for samples yet just because, mostly because... out of good faith, because I don't want them to think that I just made the store and so we could get free shirts and then nothing sells.
Oh.
So I wanted to live for a little bit and then
sure.
and then ask them so that and then say like, hey, we'll take promo pictures and stuff.
Right, right, right. Well, if you want to get your own We Stayed Late shirts, we got pocket tees, we got full, we got awesome, like, what are those called? Bleed tees? What are
they're
they?
They're just like, the technical term is like sublimation tees.
Sublimation? I don't like that word.
They're basically
just like all over print.
The logo, or not the logo, but like the background of the logo, like the star pattern. On the with the three stripes, the like three color stripes, we have just a full T-shirt of that. It's just plain. I think the logo's on the sleeve, so it's not really very like
trying to make it classy.
Yeah, make it real cool and like
you
shit
don't
that
need
we'd
the logo
actually
all
wear.
In your face.
Yeah, we don't want it on your face.
So anyway, you should go check that out. That's
so
it.
If you're if you're a little fetus,
and there's grunt shirts,
there's grunt shirts too.
You little fetuses. If you fetuses
does that
want.
Need to be a shirt? Do we really need to put
okay, so here's my pitch for a shirt.
That's right.
We talked about this, but I want to hear what other people think. So I want to do a shirt that says, hey there, little fetuses.
Hey there, little fetuses.
And it's just Luis's face on a fetus.
See, I don't think anybody would buy that.
Ooh, I would buy it.
Hey there, little fetuses. You really got to do the S thing.
Yeah, the
you know?
S has to be...
You really got to lay it low.
I just don't want to make it and no one buys it and we just have this weird-ass shirt in the store.
Oh,
it's
no.
Like, are you guys like pro-life movement or
yeah,
what's going on?
That's honestly what I think is like it would just be that.
But if
I
it's
don't
Luis's
want...
face on it, I don't know.
Yeah. And you push a button in the middle and says, hey there, little fetuses.
In stereo.
Yeah, in stereo. We live in the 21st century, goddammit.
Have you ever seen those light-up shirts?
Yes.
That they sell?
Yes.
Those are fucking crazy.
Well, FHP doesn't sell those.
I know. Well, here's the thing. It's like they're completely impractical.
Yeah.
Like, they're really impractical. Like, nobody would ever
I thought you were calling
those.
FHP impractical.
No. Of course not. No, I'm saying those shirts are very impractical.
Except for Christmas.
I guess if it's for Christmas.
I mean, they're great for like a dance club situation.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
shit.
But I'm saying like to wear every day.
A rave club.
A rave would be cool. But the actual shirts themselves, the ones that are cool that are that now I'm like that they are kind of everywhere. But when I was like, when I was young, I got one and I thought it was the coolest fucking thing. It was a white shirt. It was in Cancun. It was a white shirt and it had a palm tree on it. And it said Cancun in like cool letters. It was like a cool graphic tee. And then I took it outside the whole thing became color.
Oh, that's fun.
Like, this is amazing. I knew it was like expensive, but I didn't know why.
Where did those type of shirts go now?
I don't
they're
know.
They're still around.
Because
I think the color, that effect fades after you wash it a bunch of times.
Because
it's like whatever they spray on the shirt.
You can't use fabric softener for that.
Yeah, I'm sure
Absolutely not.
It erodes or something. So.
Yeah, and then it eventually turns back into just a white shirt. Yeah.
But it was a cool just plain white shirt. I bought it for just being a white shirt, and then it just happened to light up in colors.
What color did it change into?
It changed to like a sunset color. Like it was
like
sunset.
Tie-dye?
No, it was
like orange.
Orange and then like a little bit of pink.
Like a tequila sunrise.
Yeah, it was
you
really
had
cool.
Them.
I actually have not.
For the listeners at home, Spencer has not.
Spencer doesn't drink.
I don't drink. Okay, I want to start off. It's going to be probably a short episode. Maybe who knows?
Who knows what's going
to
happen?
We always say it's going
to
be a short episode.
It needs to be
not.
A short episode. That's
true. Okay, if you were, we kind of answered this before, and there was our favorite dessert. But I think it's a little bit different. Given the context of the question.
Okay.
So all let's take it as literal as possible.
Give it to me.
If you were stranded on a desert island.
A desert island.
What would it be made of?
Apple pie.
Okay, but you have to make sure you balance that you're going to have to live on it.
Apple pie.
Apple pie?
Apple pie with
Why
ice
pie?
Cream trees. And it's going to fall. When the fruit is ready, it falls down and then it makes a little apple pie a la mode.
So that there would be apple trees that are made of ice cream.
Yes.
Okay. Just clarifying.
Apple trees made of ice cream.
Okay.
And if it's a made up world, hell yeah. I'm making it happen.
I love it.
Oh,
Star's thinking so deep right now. Look at her concentration.
She is
deep. I was just like trying to figure
deep.
Out what okay.
Cotton candy too.
Because my brain goes, okay, island. So you're still surrounded by the ocean.
Yeah, you're still surrounded by water.
Salt
yeah,
water. So I'm trying to think of what dessert goes good with like something.
Like a
salty
taffy?
Ooh, really like
salty caramel?
Maybe like
Ooh,
something
a caramel
with caramel.
Island would be good.
You
Ooh.
Say caramel?
Caramel.
Caramel? Caramel? Tomato, tomato? Potato, potato?
Man, I don't know. Like, potato. But also my thoughts went to like fetuses, banana pudding because I like those wafers, and I thought like I could live on the wafer.
Yeah, you'd like live on a semi-liquid world.
Yeah,
or semi-liquid island on wafers, like Venice.
Like it would be the like wafers Venice. All over the place, and then there's like little pockets of like the pudding.
Mm. Yeah, that's cool.
I don't know. That was my thought, but I don't know if that would go good with wafer the salt crust.
Yeah, you'd want to have different sections. You know, like an island isn't just grass; it's got rocks and trees, and you know, I might want a little Nutter Butter alley.
And it's not like too sweet. Like banana pudding's like that right kind of sweet where it's not like overly sweet, but it's sweet kind of thing. You know,
you dig in the caves, you find cheesecake.
Ooh, that'd be dope.
It's like a secret, you know. It's like a real treat.
Oh my god, I would die on dessert. Little gumball seeds. Lactose
intolerant. You would. You'd be like, dead immediately.
I can't eat anything.
Yeah, that sounds good. I think I'd do a caramel island because I really like caramel. Mm-hmm. First of all, caramel.
Whenever. Whichever, it's fine.
Do you like it on apples?
I mean, it's fine on apples. I like it plain.
It's fine.
It's no. Here's the thing. The caramel itself is great on anything you put on it. It could be on an orange, and it would probably still be good. Be like a citrusy caramel.
Star is suspicious.
It could be on literally any. You could put it on crackers, and it would be fine. Oh, like, yeah, it's fine. Just caramel. I'd be fine with it. I think it would need to be. There'd need to be pockets of soft caramel, but then it'd need to be mostly hard caramel.
You want a mix of like hard caramel with like a dulce de leche situation.
Yeah, like I just want. I want a little bit of like, you know, that soft caramel you dip apples in.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Isn't that dulce de leche? Isn't that what that is?
I don't know.
Or is that different?
I should know different. That. I don't.
I
know.
I feel like
dulce de leche. I think is like a milk thing.
Is it?
I don't
know.
Somebody tell us.
Let us know right now.
All of a sudden, I missed that very, very much, and I really want some of that right now.
I think, wasn't Sandra the one who was the dessert expert?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was she
Sandra,
the one who asked the question? No,
it was Martin who asked the question.
Martin
on our
You ever see that show? You ever see Martin?
Yeah, it was good.
I used to watch Martin all the time.
It's Martin. Cool.
It was a show on the UPN.
A black sitcom. It was featured Martin and Gina and his friends Tommy and, oh my God, what was the other one?
I don't know, but you know that song, Watch Me Whip, Watch Me Nay Nay?
Yeah.
The Nay Nay is from the TV show Martin.
Oh, no way.
And Martin Lawrence plays like a female character. Like he plays like a bunch of little characters in the show.
Yeah, there's a quote-unquote very ghetto neighbor next door that like likes to mess with Martin, and they fight all the time. But no one else has a problem with her except for Martin, who plays the character.
Right.
It was the 90s.
Yeah,
was,
I watched like, totally.
It was a thing. I enjoy that show. I appreciate it being around. It was really good. But there's some like behind the scenes stuff that I was like, oh man.
Oh no.
Apparently like Gina and Martin didn't get along, like the actors.
Damn.
It's like Castle.
Because Martin would do things to like purposely like hug Piss and touch Gina. And she's just like, I don't like this.
Yeah. Don't do that inappropriately.
Yeah. So there's a lot of that. But it was, as a show, it was a good show and it was important. And it was fun.
I know, it makes me sad that Castle is that Nathan Fillion and what's her name?
Yeah.
Stana.
Stana Kotick? They didn't get along at all.
Something like that. Yeah, that they don't get along at all. I used to love the show. I used to watch it all the time, but it's just sad.
He just did I'm catching up on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but he was on Brooklyn.
Yeah,
I know.
And he was playing like a little Castle whatever character.
Yeah.
I was like, what is this guy doing?
It's so funny. It's a crossover. I love it. Yeah. Oh, it's so good. I have a friend who's working, I went to college with him, and he's like a writer's assistant and is trying to move up, I assume, on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I'm always jealous when he posts pictures of like working on scripts and stuff. I'm like, fuck, you're so, but he's really, I mean, he's fucking talented as hell.
Yeah.
He's like really
and
good.
And then you have the studio saying, you can't do that joke. You need to change this. And
I've tried
like
to be in the sneak background of Brooklyn Nine-Nine show, because they record a good chunk of it here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And like a couple years ago, I was, you know, doing my, like, I walk around my neighborhood and like there was like a park I would go to, and they were, that was like, what's this shoot? And they were shooting, and it was the episode where it was like them versus the firefighters, like,
oh, the, yes, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And they were shooting that, so like it's a public park, so I'm just like, I'm still gonna walk on my trail, like,
yeah,
and just do my thing, because they were like in the middle, so they were like, you could still walk around them working.
But did you see yourself in the?
No, but I happened to be wearing red that day, and that they were playing red and blue. Like, so I was just like, I'm gonna do my walk and be like nosy, because I'm like, look at Terry Crews, look at it, walking. exercising, and then just trying to be like, oh, I hope like I'm in the background shots, because they were like shooting.
Yeah.
But they didn't tell me to leave or anything, because I wasn't in their like.
Yeah, in their zone, in their shooting zone.
And since I think I blended in, they were like, it's a public park. There's people in the
background. Yeah, so they didn't shut down the park for it to happen.
So I was just like, oh, I hope I end up in it. I was not in it. But it was still neat. It's like, look at them. They're all so cool.
It's always weird when things are shot, like in, especially because moving here, like it's weird when things are shot in the neighborhood that you're in or that like you recognize on TV. You're like, oh, I walk by that every day. Like Nathan, for you, shoots in Los Feliz where I live.
Mm-hmm. All the
like,
time.
He shoots at all the fucking time. It's so weird.
It's weird.
I see it on TV and I'm like, oh, that's down the street from me. And like, and then the other one that was really, it was actually a really interesting doc. It was better than Going Clear. I don't know if you guys ever saw the Scientology doc Going Clear.
I saw Going Clear.
But Louis Theroux's doc, on Scientology that just came out, I thought was a lot better. Only because it I love Louis Theroux, so I might be biased, but like it just felt like it dove into more of like, I don't know, it just felt better to me. It was paced better and it was more exciting. The other doc was a little bit boring. Mm. There's a lot of information and they didn't really, it was a lot about Scientology, but it wasn't like they didn't actually go and try and like do a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Where Louis gets in. Like he gets deep in it. Like he recruits people who used to be in it deep. To try and recreate what it was like. And he's holding rehearsals for like, anyway, it's really fascinating, but go check it out. But I live, somewhat near to, I can see this, the big blue Scientology building.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's just down the street from me. It's very close to my apartment. So
isn't that by Little Armenia?
Yeah, it's right near Little Armenia.
Also, who named it Little Armenia?
Well, there's a lot of Armenians who live there.
Is the mayor like, okay, I see a lot of Armenians here. Now you're Little Armenia.
Well, like that happens when it's like a bunch of cultures are in like one area. It just ends up getting called that colloquially. And then eventually they just like,
officially.
Yeah, yeah, because we have there's a little Tokyo, there's a little China. Like,
yeah.
It's all over the place.
Yeah,
so that's how it starts off.
Yeah, like Koreatown. It's like if it's like a culture takes over a neighborhood after, and like all the signage and everything, after a little while, they're going to be like, this is what this is.
Yeah, there's Armenian little schools. Canada.
Is there a little Canada? No, little Australia?
I don't know. You know what, though? If there was a shit ton of Canadians and they took over an area.
A bunch of poutine? Is that what it is?
Well, if you had everything like French-Canadian, like signage and stuff, then you'd be like, I guess this is a little Canada.
Yeah. In Little Armenia, there's a lot of Armenian schools. So it's like, and they're all in Armenian. I mean, all the like signage and stuff is Armenian. So, but yeah, it's fascinating because he was walking down the street and he literally walked like down my street in the dock. And I was like, and he's like, oh yeah, I live around here too. And I was like, because I live like right near it. And so I see it every day. And I was like, I live right near it and I see it every day. And so I realized one of my favorite documentarians lives.
You just walk around your neighborhood more just to bump into people.
Yeah, I know.
Set up a camera system.
I do. We bump into people. I bumped into the girl from Modern Family.
Sarah?
Not Sarah, the other one.
Alex.
Ariel Winter. She was walking her dog, and I actually didn't even notice it was her. I just noticed that it was her dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I just noticed that she had a dog, and I was like staring at the dog and petting the dog.
I thought you recognized her based on the dog.
No, sorry. I recognized that the dog existed, and I was I was like, oh my God, it's such a cute dog. And I looked up, and it was Ariel Winter. And I was like, oh, wow. And then Jonah Hill walked by one day. So like, there's a lot of people that are in that area.
But I don't know what to do with dogs, like with etiquette. I just kind of like.
I always ask, yeah.
But I don't even bother. Yeah. Like, I feel like even asking is annoying. Like, people generally like
when you pet their dogs.
Yeah. What if they're just like, I have a long day. I just need to take this dog out to go poo.
Then they could say no.
Yeah, I guess so. That's tough.
I know. Normally, like, because I've, like, gone up to go, pet, like, be like, oh, can I pet your dog? And they're like, oh, they're actually kind of jumping. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. And I just moved on. I was like,
well, I was dog walking something and I was attacked by people. Oh, a dog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, specifically a dog in this situation. The mystery has been solved. I was walking a dog and I had so much human contact.
Really?
Yeah, it was the first time. And then people came up from all over the place.
It's weird. When you walk your dog down the street, there's definitely more. Like, there's a lot of people who walk their dogs in my neighborhood. And so, when you're walking down the street, you see the same people every day walking their dogs. Mm-hmm. And so you became like friends with them
dog buddies.
Yeah. You go, hey, how are you? And you pass by and like you pet their dog and you know, so like, yeah, it becomes kind of a community because of it. Mm. But I like it.
It's good.
Yesterday I was walking around like my neighborhood park area and there was a lady who like brought her cats out to the park. She had like a, like an outdoor pen kind of thing for
that's
them.
That's awesome.
There were two kittens too, so they were but like medium sized kittens. Uh-huh. You could tell like they weren't like little, right. But they were like still very
couple
young.
Months.
And they were like tethered to the thing, and they were just like cuddling and hanging out and just enjoying the outside. And she had like an old dog too, who's just mm-hmm. kind of like hanging out. And I just walked by and I was like, I have to go up and pet these cats. So I like went up and I was like, can I pet them? And she's like, yeah. And she was like, oh, excuse me.
Starts dying.
Ugh, the food.
oh, she's still dying. Drink some of your crystal water.
My crystal water, yeah. And it was just like an older lady, and she's like, yeah, my daughter adopted these two kittens. They're really sweet, and petting them. And I was like, oh, awesome. Like, what are their names? She's just like, she named them. She's like, one is Red and Link. And I was just like, oh, Red.
Like, that's amazing.
I was like, oh my God. I'm like, yeah, I know they have a YouTube show. She's like, yes, she watches them all the time. And she was just like, I so brought, funny. I like bringing them outside. And she went out. She was just like, people look at her weird. I'm like, no, this is a good idea.
I've definitely taken my cats to the park one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've taken, because I wanted to go out in the park. Yeah. And have a little fun. You know, keep it out. Not just the dogs get to have the fun. Cats, too. But I have one cat who always poops when we travel. So I have to have a litter box. So, yeah. But it was like a 10-minute drive to this park. We were going to go. He's on my, you know, we were just going. And then he put a little poop.
On you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was just scared. What? I was scared of little kitty.
He went,
just a little poop came out.
A little poop came out.
Oh, that's so sad. Okay, so nervous. I have a dog walking... a weird dog walking story that I'd like to share because it's
Spencer story.
It's Spencer story time. It's not weird in that this it's not. I'm the one who made it weird.
Okay.
So my fiance does special effects makeup, and when I was freelancing, sometimes I go and help her and do mechanical effects. So I would be the one who would rig up the you know, if a head needed to get chopped off, I'd be the one who rigs up the tubing so that when the head gets split open or whatever, all the blood comes out.
Okay, cool.
Or, you know, if just like anything that needed kind of mechanical work, like anything that wasn't purely like makeup, I would help to create. And so I was on set one day, and we did pretty long set days, mm-hmm. especially when you're on indie films. Like, they just, you know, it's kind of like you have to get everything.
Yeah.
And so we were probably on set for like 14 hours or 15 hours. So it was pretty long, and it was like probably 11 o'clock at night when we got back, and I needed to walk my dog, and we had been on set all day doing all these crazy blood gags. And I think I told you this. Is yes. that why you're recognizing? Okay. Yeah. I was doing all these crazy blood gags, and I was so exhausted. All I wanted to do was go to sleep. But I had to take my dog out to go poop because he had been home by himself. And
he needs to be outside.
He needs to go for a walk. So I was like, I just need to grab him and go for a walk and then come back, like, get him to poop, take him a couple blocks, bring him back. So I'm walking him down the street, and we're going, and then there's a person that's like walking, you know, on the same side of the sidewalk as me, and then they move to the other side of the sidewalk, and I continue walking. There's another person who's walking towards me, and they move to the other side of the sidewalk. I'm like, what is happening? And then I look down, and I realize that I am covered in blood. Like, my face, I got back and looked in the mirror. My face had blood just dripping down. Like, I'm talking like Carrie style, yeah. Just covered in blood. My hands were covered in blood. All of my clothes were covered. Yeah. I mean, they were bad clothes. I wore them specifically because I knew
you didn't have time to wash it off.
Right. And so, but I didn't know what was happening. I mean, we were shooting up until the last minute with all the blood all over us and stuff. And we had a car covered in plastic because we knew that it was going to be crazy. But like, I wasn't even thinking about it. I just grabbed the dog and took him out. And then I realized that everybody who walked by, my hair was crazy because I had been on set all day and it had like blood in it. And like, everybody walked by thought I was a fucking murderer.
Of course they did.
Just walking my dog down the street. I mean, I'm like half asleep, you know, exhausted. So I'm like not even looking up. I probably look totally out of it. Just walking down the street, my hair with crazy, blood all over my body. And my dog's just happily walking next to me. But it was so funny to me when I got home that I felt bad washing it all off because I was like, I want to do this every day and just prank
people. I wonder if
people.
It was a mix of people so going happy. Across the street going, this is probably a gag, but I'm going to walk across the street anyway.
Oh, I mean, no, it was like 11 o'clock at night. So, and they, I could tell they were worried. like their face was worried, and I was trying to figure out why. And I thought maybe it was the dog. Maybe they didn't like dogs. But then when two people did it, I was like, something's weird. And so yeah, so I realized that it was because I look like a mass murderer. I look like Dexter. You know? Yeah. But
Dexter Morgan. Is that his name? Last name?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I've never watched it. But yeah, that's my dog walking set story. Yay, stories. Okay, I want to ask this question because this is
Is this a personal question?
No, it's a question off the Slack.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, join the Slack.
Join the Slack, or I'm gonna come at your house.
Like in what
give
way?
You a hug.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Good to know. Okay.
I think our Slack is blowing up so much. I think it's starting to have a little bit of bugs.
What do you mean?
Like it just lags a little bit.
Oh, well, there's 320 people on it.
Woo!
Yeah, I don't think Slack was made to house that many people.
It's in pretty intense.
One room.
But I think our company has like over 1,000.
Yeah,
yeah, but they also pay for it. We do not pay
That's
for
true.
It.
Yeah, we don't pay for it. Okay, Colin Whale, who made an awesome t-shirt, by the way. It says...
Shout out to Colin Whale.
Shout out. Make shit do it. He asked, if you got the chance to work, whether it's write, edit, design, shoot, act, direct, whatever, on any film or TV show, what would it be?
That's okay.
It's so tough.
That's hard.
I just read it, and it made
past
me...
Past or present?
Any film or TV show, what would it be?
Damn, you're going to put a lull in the podcast because we don't know.
I have a couple. But there's one that's like that's like ridiculous and would be crazy, and I don't think it'll ever happen, but I think it'd be fucking cool, and nobody steal the idea listening to this. I will come after you. Just kidding. I don't give a
I shit. Will come after you.
Luis will come after you. No. I really want to do a remake of an awesome Mad Max Fury Road style remake of Waterworld.
Oh.
I really want to write it and direct it because here's the thing. It's like Waterworld, the concept is ridiculous and great.
Yeah.
But the execution was not great.
You know, I don't
right.
I remember watching it as a kid. Yeah. And I didn't have any opinions, but then as I grew up, people were saying it said it was terrible.
It's just not well done. I mean, and again, like back then they shot everything pretty much practically.
Yeah.
So like how the fuck are you going to shoot that movie practically? It's almost impossible. So given the situation that they were in and how they had to shoot it, like if you shot it Life of Pi style where you were able to do these massive sets, but then add the water in post, mm-hmm. And not have to worry about actually being on at sea for
good
like
luck getting
most
the money
of it.
To like do that.
That's what I'm saying. It would be insane. That's why I said it's probably
but
never
if you become
happen.
If you're
but
like
that's
Christopher
what the question
Nolan
is if I get the chance to work on any film or TV show, what would it be?
Yeah.
I think I'd want to I mean that's just one of them.
If you're Christopher Nolan status, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, and so I think it would be a really fun one to try because it also has a big following from Universal.
I was going to say I'm like I'm just imagining you running the Waterworld stunt show at Universal.
Yeah. It has a big following from that though. So I feel like people really like that show, so they
I
might
think they
actually
got rid of it, though,
no, it's still there.
It's still there.
Oh, they were going to get rid
awesome.
Of it. Yeah,
if you ever go to Universal,
fucking cool.
Go see
Waterworld. Yeah, it's like one of my favorite parts of that place. But I think it has enough of a following from there that people might forget that the original... And the other thing is you're not trying to make a remake of a really great movie, which is a problem
that's how
I have.
That's how you should do it.
Right.
Remake a bad movie.
You take a bad movie with a good concept and you rewrite the script to actually be good, and then you make that movie.
Hmm.
Instead of trying to take a great movie like Ghostbusters...
Impossible.
You know, or like whatever.
Or whatever, right.
Yeah, like... Was,
I
what,
like
what?
The new
Ghostbusters is good. No, don't get me wrong.
I said that comment.
Was a bad example.
I said that comment right when you said Ghostbusters, so I didn't mean specifically Ghostbusters.
Yeah, the new Ghostbusters is totally fine, and I have
like,
no problem
I
with
liked
it. But,
it.
No, it was
but,
good.
But I'm saying like any like even if you're trying to remake, I don't know what the fuck else. The Mummy.
The Mummy. Yeah.
The Mummy's a much better example because The Mummy was god awful, and the original is amazing.
Yeah, the Mummy though they were trying to relaunch a whole like new
right, but I'm saying they took, but they
thing.
Took, they took a really great movie and they tried to change it and make it into something different that it wasn't. It should have just been a different movie.
Yeah,
it probably would have done okay. But like the fact that you're taking a franchise that already exists that already is really good and you're trying to remake it.
I mean, look at Iron Man.
Right.
No one, not a lot of people knew Iron Man except for comic people.
Yeah.
And they did a great job. It started everything. Yeah. You know?
And so I think you have to do that with the with a property like this where it's like,
but then you get stuff like
That was a big poop.
But then you get stuff like the Hulk where you keep remaking a bad Hulk movie and then you're just like, ugh.
Well, Spider-Man was kind of that way too. They've never really found, I mean, Spider-Man's okay. It's still like, I don't know. It still is his origin story.
I have big hopes for this one.
Me too. And I don't want to get my
hopes
up.
I'm keeping them
level.
Exactly. Yeah. I have big hopes, but I'm keeping them down.
I think it'll be fine too.
I think it'll be great. I think it's going to be just fine.
Okay. I think it's going to be better than
fine. What did we say today? We said, or was it yesterday? Where we said, you just have to expect nothing. And then you're surprised every time.
Yeah, something like that. I forgot what it was.
If you keep your expectations low, you won't get disappointed.
Yeah, and I don't want to get disappointed again.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a movie or a show or something that I would want to be in.
Well,
here's the thing. Anything that I'm a fan of, yeah, I want to be on the set. I don't know what I'm doing, but... Steven Universe? Yeah, I want to be in that storyboarding room. I want to see them hanging out and writing and making things. I just want to be a fly on the wall kind of thing. Like, oh, that's cool. Cool.
I think I'd like to write for Rick and Morty.
Oh, yeah.
I think that'd be really fun.
I know some of the writers.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you'll have to hook me up.
They were all Channel 101 people.
Yeah, that's right. I remember you talking about that.
Go to Channel 101. Yeah. You'll meet people. Yeah. Like, it's there.
Yeah. No, I think it'd be cool. I think the format is really cool because you can do whatever you want, you know? But I know you're a big fan of the CW stuff. Do you feel like
No, I wouldn't. Okay. That's like a guilty pleasure thing that I watch. But no.
Do you think if you were to like make that show though, you can make it better?
I would want to do something fun like I would want to be in like Arrested Development or something.
Oh,
like
I see.
That.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
See, my whole thoughts are like I don't want to be making the show. I just want to hang out. So yeah, I'd like to hang out on the rest of it.
Like I want
to
be
to hang out on any of the Marvel movies. Yeah, I'd like to hang out.
Like Flight of the Conchords would be an awesome show.
That
to
would
be,
be
on,
a really fun
you know,
one to be on.
Rest Development. What else is there? I mean, I need to look at these questions before because I can't think on the spot. I can't make decisions.
Any
and I can't think
movie,
on the spot.
Any Disney movie I'd like to be around and check that out and be like, oh look at hi Glenn Keane. That's cool. Even though he doesn't work for Disney anymore, but still, I'd be like, cool. You're making Ariel. That's neat. Cool.
What?
I'm just going to sit over here and watch Dry Ariel.
Are there any properties you can think of? This is my own question. Are there any properties you can think of, movie TV, but more specifically like film, book, book, video game, comic book, anything you can think of that hasn't been made that you really want to see made?
Damn.
I want to see an animated version of the Harry Potter series.
Okay. Like a TV show?
Oh, yeah. That's great. Like how they do with Men in Black and Aladdin. Like all like they made
and,
it into an
yeah,
anime. Ghostbusters.
Guardians.
Yeah, I want animated versions of the books because then you could actually cover everything.
Wow.
And do really all fun. The weird shit.
We always make it back to Harry Potter.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But I know you said it's something that hasn't been done, but I was just like, no, I've been wanting this. I've seen too much really good fan art for me to be like, this could happen. Please give me an animated Harry Potter series.
It'd be good.
Yeah. I need to tune out to figure out the answer to this question.
I'm trying to think about... I mean, I think they're probably all in the works because somebody probably owns the rights to all of them. I know Witcher is getting turned into a TV show because DJ and I were talking about wanting to do a Witcher show and we were trying to find out who had the rights to it, and we found the guy who had the rights, and then about 2 weeks later, they said, we're making a Witcher show, and we're like, God damn it. So that would be cool. I think Mass Effect would be cool to do.
Ooh, Overwatch. Overwatch TV show, movie.
Oh, yeah,
please,
yeah.
Thank you. That would be great. Yes.
an Overwatch show would be really cool. Luis is thinking really hard
right now. I can't. I need to look at these questions before.
This is off the top of my head.
Oh, yeah, you're right. This is a lesson I've learned. Okay. Damn. I don't know. This is like if you could... Was it date a fictional cartoon character?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't figure it out either.
Really?
Yeah, you did. You didn't say cartoon character, but you figured it out.
She wasn't
fictional character.
She was non-fiction.
She was non-fictional.
But she was her character was fiction.
The answer would have probably been Ariel, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. Even though, but here's the thing about Ariel. Is like, she couldn't talk. And one of my favorite things
she
is talking.
At the end.
At the end.
I guess so. But like, he didn't get to know her through talking. He was just like, you're pretty.
It happens really fast.
It happens way
I rewatched that movie and it's things really happen fast. Weird.
You know, the line where she's just like, I'm 16 years old. It's like, yeah, you don't know shit. Like, but as a kid, you're like, that's right. She's 16 years old. She knows everything. And you're like, but as an adult, you're like, mm-mm.
No.
That was a bad, that's a bad
and
idea.
And she traded her voice for legs and... Then she didn't actually get
mind
to talk
you, her dad was kind of an abusive asshole, so I get why she
I get why she wanted to go away, but I'm saying, like, he shouldn't...
Her dad literally pushed her away. The scene where he goes in and destroys all her shit, when I was a kid, yeah. Like, I couldn't watch that movie because it really, like, bothered me because of her dad. I was just like, oh, this isn't okay. Mm. As an adult, I love the movie. I get it. Like, I could handle it. But as a little child, I was just like, I kept imagining, like, what if my mom came into my room and just destroyed all my shit?
Did you guys have locks on your doors as kids?
No. I did, but I wasn't allowed to use it.
Oh, interesting.
I shouldn't have been closed my door.
Yeah, could you close your door?
I couldn't close my door until I was, like, a teenager. And even then, I wasn't allowed to lock it. But my mom was, for the most part, it wasn't like she, like, did anything or like barged in, like she knocked, but it was just kind of like the general was like, don't lock it. And her reasoning was, if something happens, how am I going to get in? Mm. I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. I didn't have any locks. I was allowed to close my door though, if I wanted to. So that was, ooh, there's people walking outside. Who are those people?
That's Bill.
Oh, okay. Hi, Bill. There's so many interesting people in this building. We meet so many, like...
I miss our studio space.
I know, me too. There's just for people who are not in this room, which is everybody who's listening, we're in a conference room, but it's actually like a lounge. There's like some couches and some chairs.
It's like a cozy conference room.
And there's a glass door out the front, and we're recording at 6:15 on Friday, so there's still people here.
Mm-hmm.
So there's people walking by, and they're staring at us like we're real weird because we're talking into mics. And it's a weird situation. We're not used to this. We're used to the studio where nobody can see and the walls are all blacked out. But yeah. Okay, let me pull up one more question because I think we're almost done.
Okay, because otherwise I could go on about Disney movies. I can critique the shit out of those.
Wait, is there one that you're really passionate about?
Out of the ones I like a lot, Lilo and Stitch is really up there.
Ooh, why is that?
Because it's just great. It's so sweet. I cry every time.
Wait, your critiques of it?
Well, like, no, just like it's just
oh, that's
wonderful,
one of your favorites. I thought you had a big critique about
big
it.
Big critiques? Let's see. Here's the thing. I need like a thing to roll off of. Like with Ariel, like it was immediately like, oh,
right.
This thing, this is a problem. Even right. though for the time frame it was made in, like it's still like a relatively powerful movie.
Yeah.
But
well, because it had a female lead, so it's like at least it had a female lead.
Female lead. It was Disney's first big hit after a long time because they kept coming out with dead ones. Like the animation studio almost like closed, and Ariel essentially helped save it.
Is that after that was Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah, Beauty and the Beast. There's a really good documentary called Waking Sleeping Beauty if you're interested in that whole thing about the Disney revival era and like the fighting behind scenes with Katzenberg and Eisner and all that stuff. Like there's a it's
oh man.
Good. It's from the time from Little Mermaid to I think like not Brother Bear and stuff, but like close to around that time,
that
which
time.
They started to like down go, mm-hmm. start going down again because Eisner took over and started making all these direct TV sequels, and he wasn't giving a shit about the story.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, that's not the way you do it.
I caught a couple of those direct videos, like Lion King 1.5.
Lion King 1.5 is actually good.
Aladdin 2 and 3.
Those are great too.
Pocahontas 2.
Horrible.
There was we were on the plane coming back from New York. I'll post it in the Slack. There was a movie. Remember this?
I don't.
Okay.
But I remember, but I don't remember the movie.
So there was a movie that I found because they have we were on Delta. So they have
Delta.
Like all of the movies you can watch that are available on demand. And one of them was called The Lion Guard. And it had.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's on TV right now. It's actually a really big hit. Like all the little tiny tots, like the not the millennials, whatever's coming up after
the screen babies.
The little screen, the tiny screen tots. Babies. They love Lion Guard.
Really?
It's huge.
So I never seen it. But it has a lion that looks kind of like Simba. It has a hippo that kind of looks like Timon. It has a thing that's riding on top of the hippo that kind of looks like Pumbaa. It has the bird. I forget what the bird was called.
They're essentially a superhero team in the savannah in the Lion King universe. God.
No, they're not. They're not superheroes.
And they have like little patches on their side, and they get little powers from it, and they help save the savannah.
No, they what? I see them. Mm-hmm. You can't do that. That's not.
It's its own little thing. They don't. I think it's a little bit separate from Lion King. I want to say like he's kind of part of their pride.
But it's Simba's son.
I think so. I think he gets. I think they all get their powers from Rafiki.
Rafiki, that's how you do
like
it.
Damn Rafiki.
God damn it, Rafiki.
I could be wrong. I haven't looked into it too hard because it's very much a show for children. It's not like a thing for like people, fans of Lion King who are adults or like teenagers will really enjoy this. It's straight up for
Would you say it's a show for little fetuses?
Yes, for the littlest of fetuses.
The littlest of fetuses. I don't know.
So that's why I don't really have a problem with it in the context of like they're trying to make like money from it, because it's for children, made for children. It's not trying to like.
But it looks like
it's in the styling.
Physically, it looks like a knockoff. Like when I saw it, I was like, "Oh wow, that's a Lion King knockoff."
Because it's TV show animation; it's not movie animation, right? Movie quality animation.
And so it looks like it legit looks like a knockoff version of Lion King, except then there's a big Disney logo on top.
Yeah,
of
we thought it was a knockoff.
The fuck yeah, it's so weird. We both of us thought it was a knockoff, and then we realized that it was actually weird. I really want to watch the Guardians
cartoon. That looks good too.
But they only put up a couple of episodes online. I don't know how to find it.
Is that the one with the owls?
No.
Guardians of the Galaxy has a cartoon.
Disney. Isn't there a movie called Disney XD? Guardians with owls?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a separate. If you're gonna do also direct to TV sequels, skip Cinderella 2, but watch Cinderella 3.
Really?
Damn.
That is legit. It's actually a really good movie. Cinderella 2 is bullshit.
Wait, why? What happens in Cinderella 2?
Cinderella 2, they make three different short stories and they call that whole thing one movie.
Oh, that's dumb.
And they do a thing where like the only good story in Cinderella 2 is that Anastasia, one of the ugly stepsisters, she ends up like marrying the baker in the town. Mm-hmm. And Cinderella's like trying to help her out. Like be with the baker. That's an okay-ish story in the mix, because Anastasia has to deal with her mom still being a shit person and being like, he's not rich though, and she's like, but I like him, he's nice to me. and like, so like there's like a little mini thing in there. But there's also another story where like it's not Gus, who's the other mouse?
Gus's friend.
He doesn't feel like he's like helpful for Cinderella anymore, because now she's a princess and has like actual like helpers and stuff. And he wants to, so he wishes to be like human for like a day, and he's just real bad at it. And like, that's a story. You know, like, this is bullshit. What is this? So, no.
But Cinderella, 3 is good.
3 is legit. 3 is a what if story, which, and they did it where, okay, so the whole premise is it's like a year after Cinderella's whole wedding, marriage or stuff. Okay. And it's like the anniversary's coming up. Fairy godmother's gonna show up and be like, this is great, I'm gonna do some magic, it's gonna be a ball. Messes up somehow and she loses her wand, like she tosses it, like she's doing her bibbidi bobbidi boo, and I'm waving my arms around. Yeah. So if you're imagine that. and she accidentally flicks her wand off into like the forest and she can't find it.
Uh-oh.
Evil stepmother finds the wand and she's just like, oh, this is how this bitch did this. Okay. She reverses time. And switches it so that she goes all the way back in time and switches it so that the shoe fits Anastasia and not Cinderella. Anastasia, the redheaded ugly stepsister.
Oh man, I wish it was Anastasia from Anastasia the movie. And then we got an Anastasia Cinderella crossover, and it was like Batman versus Superman where they're fighting
that
against
would be
each
great,
other.
But Anastasia so was cool. Made by a different company.
Don't
it was
care.
Not Disney, so they would. That
don't
would
care.
Not
be
happen.
So cool.
So she does that, and then the whole movie is just. Essentially Cinderella actually having to be a proactive hero to be like,
oh good,
no dude, like it's not the shoe, you like me.
Damn.
Yeah,
that's cool.
And you get a little bit of Anastasia being like, he doesn't like me though, like he like I'm definitely not the girl he danced with, and the evil stepmom kept like bewitching the dude because he kept recognizing, he's just like, because he did the shoe and he's just like, well, you're still not her though. Like they try to fix it, they try to fix how like fucked up Cinderella is.
That's deep.
And they're both active, like you get to know the prince better, he's a more proactive character, Cinderella's way more proactive, like they actually like fight for their love and like get and like it's cool. And
it took 3 movies but they got there.
Yeah,
they finally
it
did
just,
it was just, never give up guys,
mind you, it's still not like the best movie, and the animation's kind of because it's a made
it's
for
a
TV.
Third, yeah.
But for made for TV movie, made for DVD movies, pretty good.
I'll have to watch it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I'll like it.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
No, you don't have to watch it. It's fine.
But I'm glad they did that. That's cool.
If you ever see the gif of like the prince from Cinderella just jumping out of a window, it's that.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, that's
yeah.
so funny.
He just like straight up, he's just like, I'm out. And he jumps out of the window. It's hilarious.
That's so funny. Hey, did you guys ever see Into the Woods? Not the movie, but the play?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, a long time ago.
What do you think? No, you've never seen it?
I've never seen it.
Oh my God. You have to see it.
Into the Woods?
No.
It's so good. So the movie was fine. The movie didn't do the play justice
at
all.
No, it really didn't.
But the play, or the musical itself, is really interesting because it's divided into two parts. So most musicals are, but it's literally divided into two parts. The first part is like the story, and they have like a kind of happy ending at the end of it, and it follows Cinderella, Jack and the Beanstalk, and Little Red Riding Hood, and then
gets fucked up.
And then the second half is like this twisted, dark, like fucked up story about where they go after like happily ever after, and everything falls apart, and like people die, and it's just
fuck
like
the princess.
Yeah, fuck the princess.
Oh.
Yeah, it gets really cool. So the movie's fine. It's fine. They did a fine job with it, but it's not great.
I have a mini story with that, but it's not even my story. It's my friend Kelly's story. Shout out to Kelly.
Shout out to Kelly.
She was the one who had me watch this watch the play.
Oh, really?
And she told me that when she watched it in school, and they only showed the first half. So for like years, she only thought that first half was the play, and she thought it was great. And then like later, like it came on like PBS or something, or she had got a hold of a DVD or a VHS tape, and then she saw the whole thing. She's like, "Holy shit!" But like, it still made it better.
Yeah,
that's it. It's not like that big of a thing. I wanted to shout out to Kelly because she's the one who made me watch it, and it was really good.
It was interesting because when I was in high school, I played soccer, and I was like totally a soccer kid. And then this is kind of a tangent, but it relates. And then my freshman year, I was playing high school soccer. I was playing comp. And I was also playing ODP, which is like the Olympic Development Program. And so I was playing a lot of soccer. But then after school, or seventh period, because I only had six periods and there were seven periods in the day. And so I would go to the drama class because I realized that I like had an interest in it, and I had friends who were in the class, and every day I would go into the class and ask if I could be a part of it. And she's like, "Well, you're not in the class, so I can't let you in." I was like, "Okay, well, can I watch at least?" And she was like, "Okay, I guess you can watch." Like, I was like, "I just want to learn."
Like this weirdo kid.
Yeah, it was this weirdo kid who was just sitting in the back of the class. But I would go every single day. Every day I would go to class.
A week, I'd be like, "Okay, you can do this." Like, clearly you're interested.
But she couldn't legally sign me in because then the class would be too large. Because the class was full. Because you can only have a certain number of students per teacher. And so the class was full. So she couldn't let me join the class.
So just let you do it without signing you in.
But you were watching.
Right, so I was watching, but I wasn't technically enrolled in the class. I wasn't getting credit for the class.
This is dumb.
And so,
can participate, but you know you're not getting credit, right?
So that's what happened. So after like a month and a half of me being there every day, she was like, "Okay, should they let me like be in one of the things?" And and so she let me be a part of it. And then she realized like, "Oh, like you actually really like this, and like you can do this." And so then I would go in every day and do it without getting any credit. And but I loved it and I had fun, and I became a drama kid, and I dropped soccer. That's when I dropped soccer and I went full on. I tried out for the play. Like, I did a bunch of shit. And then I was in drama, and we watched the first play I actually ever really saw was in that, when I was going to class without getting credit for it. We watched, maybe it was the next year. It was when I was actually in the class, but we watched Into the Woods.
Okay.
And it was the Broadway, the Broadway DVD version.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. It's really, really good. That version's really good. And that was what made me realize like I wanted to do the play. And so then I tried out for the play, and then
which role did you pick?
We didn't do Into the Woods, but we watched Into the Woods. We did a show called Rough Crossing, which was a Tom Stoppard play. I ended up, auditioning for it, and then I ended up getting the lead for it, which is weird because I'd never done any I mean, I'd done it in class, but like I never had any training in it or anything. And so, yeah, then I went on to like do that and it was really fucking fun. And I got to play a character.
What was your first play?
Rough Crossing.
Rough Crossing?
Rough Crossing was the first one. And so, Into the Woods is what like drove me to do that. It was like the one, it was like the thing that made me want to actually go and do, like, it's a play that I saw and I was like, holy shit, because the second half completely subverted the first half. And I was like, you can do this? Like, this is what I want to do this. And I had seen musicals growing up and stuff, but never anything like that.
Yeah.
It was like a whole different beast. And Sondheim is incredible and he's amazing. Like, and
there can be crazy. Not happily ever after. Yeah,
and the music can be weird. And so anyway, so that was the play that like kind of set me off in doing everything. And then fast forward to college, I think it was my sophomore year in college, and I ended up doing a workshop thing with OSHA, which is the Orange County High School Performing Arts thing. I don't know. It was like some high school performing arts thing. But they had like a program, or maybe it wasn't high school. It was just performing arts. But basically, the program where they'd stage plays that hadn't existed yet.
Mm-hmm.
And they had an executive producer, a guy who ran the whole thing. His name was Tim and he's amazing. He was my boss. I actually ended up being hired by him my junior year to go and like work for them full time and make stage projections and then do other shit. But anyway, they were putting on this play and his wife was part of it too. She had written some of the music and stuff, and she was really nice. They're both amazing and nice and great people. And so I was standing at the in the very front of the theater and was talking to his wife Pamela and we were having a conversation about plays and about like just, you know, storytelling and that kind of stuff. And she was like, oh yeah, like I was, you know, I was a performer for a long time, and like, you know, I kind of stopped doing it because I was getting older and stuff. But she still performed. She was in the play. Like, she was really nice. And then she was like, the director, she named somebody and she's like, oh, you and him would have gotten along. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Who is he? Cause she assumed I knew who he was. I wasn't really. And she was like, oh, he's the guy who directed Into the Woods. And
aww.
I was like, oh, like Into the Woods, like the play that you guys did. And she was like, no, the one on Broadway. And I was like, oh shit. And she was like, I played Rapunzel in the Broadway show. And I was like, you mean the one that's on DVD?
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, the one that they recorded on DVD. That's me playing Rapunzel. And my mind blew and I was like, holy shit. That's the whole reason that like I got into everything in the first place was because of the show that this woman did.
Damn.
So it was like this weird kind of like coming together of like, you were part of the reason why I even found the track that I wanted
awesome.
To be on.
Yeah, that's cool.
So we like bonded over that and we're, you know. But yeah, it was really cool.
That's cool.
Because, and then also just, I think his name is James Lapine was the director. I don't know. Hold on. But yeah, she just to hear that, yeah, that's him. James Lapine. He was the one that she was like, oh, you guys would get along. And so that was really cool because that was a moment of like validation for me from this person
totally.
Who was actually really fucking big, that like, you know, anyway, it was just a really cool story and like made me happy for like 5 seconds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's my Into the Woods. That's why I love Into the Woods so much too, is because it
Into
holds
the Woods.
So the
Into the Woods.
The movie must have really bummed you out.
It was fine. Here's the thing.
Fine isn't good enough.
Chris Pine was really good in the movie.
Chris Pine was great.
I'll give Chris Pine that. That's honestly kind of like the best part.
And Meryl
of the movie.
Streep. Meryl Streep was good too.
Meryl Streep was also
was
very good.
But here's the thing. I have low expectations for adaptations. I just expect they're going to be bad because you can't take the story that I love and make it into something better than it already is.
Yeah, you can't. It's done.
It already exists in that medium. It already worked. It already exists. Yeah. Why are you trying to make it better? That's why with like movies that are adapted, I never try and like compare them to the book, even though I inevitably do. But like, I always try and be like, okay, they had a 2-hour movie to work with.
Mm-hmm.
They had a 600-page.
That's why the
book
has to be a TV show.
That's why Wayward Pines works so well.
Yeah.
It was 3 books and they transformed it into a season of TV. And then they decided to do a sequel. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Don't do a second season.
Dumb.
You used all the source material. Why are you... And it ended great. It ended perfect. Why are... Anyway.
Money.
I just feel like I've been ranting this whole episode.
It's okay. You know what? Dexter was one of those TV shows where the TV show adaptation was better than the book.
Yeah, and then it went downhill.
And though. Then it got went to shit. So in the end, it still had the same kind of ending as like the, as book, the book series, even though it's a different ending.
But didn't something was weird about it, right?
The book series made his, Dexter's dark. I mean, spoilers, I guess.
Spoilers
if you're gonna ever read Dexter, the his dark passenger, which is like in the TV show, it's just like his dark side, whatever. Right. That's what he names his desire to kill. Which I'm like, okay, that's fine. In the book, they made that an actual demon in like the second or third book. Like, so it wasn't like he was just a serial killer. Oh, yeah, he was actually possessed. That. So it's not that's as not interesting. Cool.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
That's not a good way to do it. Yeah. That's like that's the cop out. That's kind of like in Wonder Woman when it became spoilers, when it was actually Ares.
Yeah.
We're like, just make it the evil of man.
Yeah.
Don't make it some god, but I get it. I get what they had to do. We had this whole talk before.
I understand why they had to do it, but it was like,
but
also
it's
like,
just
it would have been cool if there was no Ares.
Right.
If, and if no it was Ares, just like, it was people.
It's just people.
People
are
bad.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But they needed to give her being a goddess scene, so I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you could have seen more of her talents and like her agility. Okay, this that's a whole other podcast.
Other
whole
other
podcast.
She'll get her sequel and maybe it'll be better.
Wonder Woman 2.
We're all going to go see Baby Driver, right?
Yes. That's why we're
I saw it. It was excellent.
I'm going to go see it.
We're going to see it this weekend.
It's amazing. I don't even know what the movie's about. I don't know who's in it. Edgar Wright directed it. I'm just jumping in.
I love it. Okay, well, we'll talk about that next time, hopefully.
Yeah.
Spoilers. But I know we have to go. We all have to run. So we're probably going to say goodbye.
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 And have a great 4th of July.
Have a good
4th of July. You're listening to this. I'm going to put it up on.
Say your socials real quick.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Starlene Hodge. My Twitter is StarlineX. And my Instagram is Starline.
I'm at Spencer Stark everywhere.
I'm LUWI12, Louis 12 on everything.
Woo! Okay.
Woo.
Well, have a good 4th of July.
Have a good 4th of July, little fetuses.
And we'll see you back next week.
Aww.
All right. We're going to go have a weekend and maybe 2 more days.
Woo! Woo! Boom! We're out of here, baby!
Goodbye.